Hi, this is a detective called Patient Maurice Underwood, MAURICE UNDERWOOD, date of service is 3/6/2025, new patient visit, date of birth 8/29/1987, date of accident is 8/28/2024. Chief complaints are severe pain in the neck, lower back, and pain in the left shoulder, left knee, and headaches. The accident happened in 8/28/2024. However, the patient reports that he never had any MRI or CAT scan. History of the automobile accident that is reported by the patient is as follows. On 8/28/2024, around 11 p.m., patient was driving alone in a Chrysler Pacifica at 10 miles an hour. The other car, which was an SUV, ran a red light near Newburg, N-E-W-B-U-R-G-H, and I-96. He was traveling on service drive up I-96, and he stopped and passing through the intersection light. The other driver failed to stop on red light and T-boned on a passenger side. And the damage was that the car, his car was completely total. Front bumper and radiator was cracked. Passenger door was broken. Frame was bent. But however, internally, there was no damage to the seat belts, steering wheel, or dashboard. Regarding the injury, patient reports he passed out for a few minutes. He was dazed and he hit his left knee to the dashboard. Left shoulder yanked, Y-A-N-K-E-D, to the A-pillar of the car. He chose not to go to the ER, but he went to urgent care on 8 Mile Southfield, which is called Gatwell Urgent Care. He had no X-rays, but he was provided with medications. Regarding the history of presenting illness, patient is complaining of headaches, which are moderate, usually 5 to 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. They are occupying the front of the head, mild usually, and they are sensitive to light. They are infrequent and not sensitive to the noise. No nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. Symptoms of TBI that are reported additionally are dizziness, vertigo, loss of concentration, and fearful of the event. However, he denies any problem with the taste, smell, no problem with the TMJ, no loss of consciousness, no ringing in the ear, no loss of balance, there is no loss of equilibrium, no seizures, loss of memory, there is no forgetfulness, disorientation, there is no confusion or lack of focus, no blurred vision, no spots in the vision, and no loss of hearing field. Patient has moderate difficulty in walking due to the pain in the left knee. There is a numbness in the fingers of the left hand, and there is a weakness. Denies any sudden anesthesia, denies sleep disturbance. He denies any anxiety, depression, or panic. Please review the chart for ADLs and for rest of the pain syndrome. pains in the neck and the left side of the upper shoulder with spasm, and left shoulder, which is 7 to 8. Neck pain is 7 to 8 as well. Lower back pain is 8. No radiation radiculopathy is reported. Only there is an independent numbness and tingling of 4th and 5th finger. Left knee pain is around 4 to 5, making it difficult to walk. He has had no X-rays or MRI so far. Please use the chart to type rest of it, including system review, surgical history, legal history, employment, personal, and the ADLs. Physical examination, 37-year-old African-American male, 6 feet 1 inch height, weight is 210. Blood pressure 153 over 120, pulse 61, pulse ox is 99. He's alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, cholinergia. No acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. Doesn't appear anxious or lethargic. Patient has a good attitude, demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. And the patient is able to walk well and is mobile and independent without using any adaptive device. Rest of the exam comes from the tablet, including neurological and musculature examination that has come to be normal. Musculoskeletal inspection palpation is from the tablet. Spine tenderness, none is observed. Paravertebral muscle spasm, none. Hypertonicity, zero. Range of the cervical spine is 40 for the extension, side flexion 40, and rotation is 40. In the lumbar spine is 40, 10 for extension, bilateral side flexion is 15, and bilateral rotation is 30. The maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are as follows. Hoffman sign is negative. Lermit test is positive. Sterling sign is positive. Distraction test is positive. Sotowall test negative. Thoracic spine slump test is negative. In the lumbar spine, straight leg raising test is positive at 30 degrees. CLR is positive. Faber test is positive. And Gosselin test is positive bilaterally. Our standing flexion test, iliac compression and distraction test negative. The SI joint itself were not tender at all. Extremities examination except for the left shoulder and left knee. The rest of the extremities are completely normal. Please use the template. The examination of the left shoulder reveals that on inspection, shoulder is appearing completely normal. And range of motion is limited to 100 degrees of abduction and forward flexion. Hawking candidate test was positive. Feet test, near test positive. Anterior posterior apprehension test positive. Distally, Tyndall sign and Phelan sign are positive in the wrist area, left hand area. However, the grip is normal. Circulation is intact. Reflexes are normal. And motor power was 4/5. Left knee exam. Inspection reveals normally appearing knee, no scar or edema effusion. On palpation, there is a tenderness peripetalar. Range of motion is normal to 135 degrees of flexion. There is no crepitus, grinding noise, popping noise. Collateral ligaments is intact. Motor power is normal. Valgus varus abnormal, absent. Anterior or posterior draw. McMurray's timeline negative. Fetal apprehension is negative. Diagnosis. V89.2 XXT in the general, R26.89, CNS R51, R42. Nerves M79.2, muscles M79.1, M60.9, ligaments M54.0, left shoulder M25.512, left knee M25.562. Cervical spine M54.2, 50.2, 054.12, S13.1. Lumbar spine M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, S33.5. SI joint M46.1, S33.5, S66. Plan of care for Morris Underwood is from template. Treatment plan for Morris Underwood is as follows. The physical therapy was not ordered at this visit. Medications, Mobic 7.5 twice a day for anti-inflammatory, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Protonix 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Tylenol with codeine number 4 for pain relief, Elavil 50 mg PRN for GAD disorder, sleep and pain relief, Lyrica 50 mg twice a day for pain relief, Lidepro ointment for pain relief. These were provided. An MRI of the cervical spine and lumbar spine was ordered. Next and last. Non-pharmacological modalities, home exercise plan, referred to psychiatry, fitness club are all yes. Review of available MRI, imaging records, medical records, none are available. Interventional pain procedures will be decided after the MRIs are done. Surgical options none, neuropsych none, attended care none, caseworker none. And DMEs, patient already has all the DMEs. None were provided. Education is yes. Follow visit, 15 days, direct contact yes. Thank you.